Okay, so they asked me to do a little witness on salvation, and I could tell a lot of stories about how God has really shown me his love and mercy and tried to bring me to his salvation. But I think that we see his salvation, you know, in Scripture and through the saints, and particularly touching to me is St. Faustina, and she describes God's salvation as divine mercy. So I'm going to talk about his mercy. I think it's important because the Lord is merciful because he desires us to be saved and desires for us to live in his eternal love with him. My story has to do with the sacrament of confession. Confession, or sacraments, I guess, in general, as said by St. Augustine, are an outward sign of an inward grace. And like mercy, grace is something that the Lord provides for us in order to bring us to his salvation. So, I have a couple stories about confession. My first one's a little bit quicker. So, high school was a bit of a colorful time for me. And I always say I did the reverse. You know, people are usually the churchgoers in high school and then get to college and go crazy. Well, I was different. And I got to college and found a great community here, the Newman Center, and luckily, I had a really good best friend, Chloe, and she asked me to go to Mass with her one of my first weekends here, and I was hesitant. I had been going to church, sort of, my senior year of high school, but I definitely wasn't living a life of faith. So I got to college and went to Mass with Chloe, and immediately, the Lord was grabbing me. You know, any little crack in the door that I gave him, he took advantage of, and thank God for that. So I went to Mass and met SPO missionaries who were here my freshman year, and they said, "Do you want to go on a retreat?" And everything in me was like, "Say no, say no, say no." And I said, "Sure." And it was Halloween weekend, and I was so excited for Halloween weekend. That's notoriously the party weekend. WVU, I was a freshman, still in that kind of mindset from high school, and I was like, I'm not going to go on this retreat. Like, I'm not a church girl. I'll go to Mass with Chloe on Sundays sometimes, but that's not me. But here I am, at last, going on a retreat on Halloween weekend. So, I said, okay, Chloe, I'm going to go with you on this retreat, and okay, SPO, I'm going to go with you on this retreat, but I'm not going to go to confession. And I know that they're going to have confession when we get there, and I'm not going to go. And I verbatim said to Chloe, and she'll tell you this is true, I don't need to go to confession. I confess my sins to God every night, which was a lie. That was a lie. I didn't do that. But I said that to make myself feel better. So I get to the retreat, and guess what I did? I went to confession. So I am sitting in adoration, and it's powerful. I mean, I'm sure you all know how powerful adoration is. And everyone's getting up and going and just, like, really emotional, having these wonderful experiences. Like, the Lord is just blessing them, and I'm like, all right, I'm going. So I get in line for confession, have my little examination of conscience, I'm like shaking, you know, and go to a wonderful priest, Father Joe Freedy, I'm sure you guys have heard about him in Pittsburgh. I waited in line for a long time for him, and the first thing he said to me, I said, you know, bless me, Father, I didn't even say that, I said, I've been in confession in a really long time, and he said, I am so happy. The Lord is so happy that you're coming home. And I was like, wow, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be. So I said my confession. I had every sin on the list and came out and was like, wow, this is grace. This is the salvation that all these people have been talking about. You know, like, this is it right here. And I'm just amped, you know, just like ready for the rest of the weekend. So that was my first real, I think, experience with the Lord's salvation. And although, as I look back over my 21 years now, I can see a lot of places where he was working in me, that's the first distinct moment that I really gave a yes, and that the Lord really touched my heart and showed me what his salvation looked like. So, not shockingly, confession has played a big role in my life for the past 3 years since then. And my second story with confession was this past summer. I decided to study abroad in Spain with a group of 8 girls that I didn't know from here and 2 professors that I knew were staunchly anti-Catholic. But I was convinced that I was going to change them. And we had a lot of great talks, and we had a really great time. But Spain is a party place. And I definitely fell into that. And I think overall my experience was wonderful, but I knew before I got on that plane I needed to go to confession. Only problem was, I didn't speak Spanish. So, I didn't know what to do. It was my last few days there, and I really knew that I felt convicted to really go. So I called one of my priest friends, and I said, "Father, I know I need to go to confession, but I don't know how. I don't even know. I mean, I've been going to Mass on Sundays, and I've gone to a couple daily Masses, but I don't speak Spanish." And so he sent me how you say confession in Spanish, and he said, "But it's okay. If you can't say it in Spanish, it's still valid because you actually don't speak Spanish." Well, and I said, "Okay, God, if you want me to go to confession, you're going to have to make it happen because I'm not going to go. I'm not going to just go up to some random priest. You're crazy." And so I go to my final destination in Spain, Cordoba. I don't know if anybody knows anything about Cordoba, but that's where the cathedral mosque is. So it used to be a mosque, now it's a cathedral. It's massive and beautiful and colorful and just like, you walk in and you can't help but feel emotional. You can't help but feel Jesus in there. And so the cathedral was where that cross is from my hotel, right there, okay, that close. And I'm like, okay, maybe God wants me to go to confession. And so then I'm like, okay, I'll look up Mass times. So I look up Mass times on the website for the cathedral. And lo and behold, it's 9 a.m., which is really early for Spain. And we never started until 10. I thought, okay, I'll go to Mass. Surely I can at least just say to some priest, like, confession? And they'll help me out. So I go to Mass the next day, and I get there, and I'm like, astonished when 20 priests walk out and up onto the altar. And I was like, all right, one of them is my guy. One of them. One of them is my vessel for the Lord right now. And so the Mass is happening, and I'm like, God, I'm so nervous to go up to one of these guys. My Spanish, I really can't speak Spanish that well, and I don't know what to say. A priest walks down from behind the altar and goes and sits in a confessional right beside me. And I was like, okay, your grace is here. You're asking me to come to you. All I have to do is go. Well, that day, someone took the whole time in confession. And I had to go to my class. So I went to class. I said, okay, God, you clearly want me to go to confession. I'll go back the next day to Mass and see if this happens again. Go back to Mass the next day. 20 priests process in. And like three of them come down and sit in confessionals. So at this point, I have Google translated my whole confession into Spanish, hoping that it makes sense, and walk over to the priest, kneel down, and said in Spanish, my Spanish is really bad. And he said, so is my English. And I said, okay. So I sat down and gave my confession in Spanish, and the Lord's grace was abundant, and his salvation was just right there, knocking at my door, and all I had to do was be open to him. So that is my personal witness to the Lord's salvation. God has called me back to his salvation so many times. And, I mean, he's had mercy on me and poured graces down upon me that are indescribable. And his salvation is truly there and open for all of us. All we have to do is come to him. So that's my personal witness to salvation. And thank you for letting me speak on that. Amen.